Everyone, welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chalamet, and today I have an amazing young dancer and entrepreneur, Alicia Duda. Hi, Alicia, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
I'm so excited to have this conversation. I have another dancer on with me to finally relate on what's going on in the dance world, but you're also an actress and entrepreneur in your own businesses, so I'm really excited to get into that.
Me too.
Alicia's love of dance began at the tender age of 3, blossoming into a full-blown passion to pursue a career in the creative arts. This young lady is making strong strides in that direction with a resume that includes high-profile ballet performances of the coveted role of the Pierrot doll in the historic Joffrey Ballet's 20th Nutcracker performance, as well as a double role in the 2018 Tony Award-winning choreographer Christopher Wheeldon's revision of the Nutcracker for the Joffrey Ballet. Recently, Alicia has expanded her resume's impressive creative credentials to include acting and modeling. She has been seen on the Fox Television Emmy-nominated show, Empire, the History Channel, A&E Network's Geico, the 2019 American Girl Girl of the Year product launch, as well as the legendary skincare brand, Clearasil. She's appeared on NBC's hit series, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and The Chi. Alicia is also an ambassador for both Girls Who Do Brunch, a community organization that is designed to cultivate, inspire, and empower young girls, as well as the nationally recognized organization Brown Girls Do Ballet. When Alicia is not on stage or on set or excelling academically, she works on her very own initiative called Alicia's Dream, a 501c3 organization with the purpose of providing ballet scholarships, helping to fulfill the dance dreams of young girls of color whose parents may not be able to afford the prohibitive fees for proper ballet training. Wow, I'm so inspired by your bio, Alicia. It's so full of everything that is just like expanding and new and just blossoming. I'm really impressed by it.
Thank you.
So tell me about who inspired you to do ballet and what inspired you to dance in general.
So my household, I think, is very creative, and I always just grew up around the arts. So there's always music and just dance around me. And I just always kind of fell in that classical dance form, and so my mom signed me up for some ballet classes, and I fell in love with it ever since.
Yeah, I can relate, because from a young age my mom would say that I was like always singing opera, which I don't even remember doing, but she said I was always being so musical, like vocally and dancing. And that leads into my next question about, like I said, you started at the age of 3. Were you like self-taught in the beginning, or did you just go straight into taking classes?
Yeah, I went straight into taking classes.
Okay, so where did you train? Could you like give us like an insight on what your ballet training was like and where you did train?
So I first started at the community center that's by our house, and then I went to Ballet 5-8, and then now I'm at Joffrey.
So what has Joffrey, what has their experience been like for you? I know it's a very prestigious school, and I finally get to talk to someone from there and just like get an insight on what it's like dancing with them. So give us like an intake of what it's like to dance at the Joffrey Ballet School.
I love Joffrey. It's taught me a lot, and I just love that there's different styles, and it's very welcoming there, and it's very prestigious. So you get like a lot of, you have to put a lot of hard work in order to get the good outcome. So yeah.
At what age did you know that you wanted to pursue a professional ballet dancer career, like with a company?
I've always kind of had that image in my mind, but definitely after my mom surprised me with these tickets to see the Joffrey Ballet's Nutcracker, I would say I was 10, and I was just in awe. Like, I just loved everything about it, and I kept nagging my mom saying, "Mom, I want to do what they do." And that's really where I got that big picture of I want to be a company member and dance just like them.
What do you think it like would take to be in that company setting? Because it's very professional and everyone's like, oh, so you're just going to be a dancer, like, but people don't really see the true potential and work and like stride it takes to go off and do a job like that, because it's using so much of our bodies and we're so passionate about it. So what about being in a part of the Joffrey Ballet and like their company, or any company for that matter, for a dancer to want to pursue that? What do you think it takes?
I think it definitely takes hard work and time management, and just to be in touch with your emotions too, because a lot can happen not only physically but emotionally. So to make sure you're just in touch with all parts of it, and definitely takes dedication. And you have to have tenacity. That's what I think.
Definitely. What has ballet taught you? I know like a lot of discipline and everything like that goes into it, but take us deeper down that road and just talk about what has ballet specifically taught you?
Ballet has taught me, like you said, discipline, but it's also taught me to just to dance. I don't just to dance like with my heart too, not just with body, to put emotion into things. And it kind of gets you in touch with your inner self too.
Definitely. Do you think there's any stereotypes that would go into dancing? Like when you tell people that you're a ballet dancer, what do you think they say? And like, how can you like kind of debunk those myths?
I definitely think there's stereotypes. A lot of kids at my school, at least, they, you know, the little tippy toe type thing, they all think that's what ballet is. And kind of think that you're just kind of uptight all the time. You don't know how to have fun. But I don't think we're that way. Obviously, every person has their own personality. So it kind of sucks for someone to have like a stereotype just because you do ballet. But I do think that ballerinas are very graceful and just know how to dedicate themselves to what they want to achieve and are very passionate about what they do.
Definitely. And you are just so like poised and like graceful, like you said, like you always have to like sit up straight and just like do all these things and like make it look easy, but really it's just like really hard. And like, I really am so happy that I'm able to have you on and I'm able to relate to like another dancer. Like all this blood, sweat and tears is going to that we were just supposed to make look so beautiful and everything like that. And I'm just really inspired about how you're able to do this.
Thank you.
So I heard that you are an ambassador for both Girls Who Brunch and Brown Girls Who Do Ballet. Could you talk about that?
Okay, so Brown Girls Who Do Ballet, their organization is to inspire girls, and they provide dance scholarships, annual dance scholarships to the dancers or to girls who want to do ballet. And Girls Who Brunch is an organization that is supposed to empower young brown girls and to inspire them.
That's really powerful. And again, you're just like so poised and like graceful and beautiful, and like you represent it so well, and being able to like stand up for what you believe in and like be a part of that organization is super cool. Yeah. So let's get down to like a little bit of like the reality of being a dancer. Do you have any like horror stories of anything that's happened on stage or any like other experience that you would like to talk about while performing and rehearsal, any of that?
I don't have any personal stories, but sometimes if you're on stage and you like drop an item, it can be kind of panicky because you have to figure out a way how to pick it up or like dance your way off. So that can be a little nerve-wracking sometimes.
Definitely. Like one time, I'll tell you, I was in this rehearsal. I wasn't at a very high level just yet. And you know, like they train the little kids and like they are getting them prepped to be with the company and like work with them in a performance or something like that. So I was like, I had to run off stage and we were with a company. We were doing a dress rehearsal. I was ready. I fall out flat on my face in the middle of the stage in front of everyone. It was so embarrassing. I was crying. I was like, I wasn't even crying because I hurt myself. I was crying because I was like mortified. It was just like this crazy feeling of just like, oh my gosh, like I just embarrassed myself in front of the entire company, and like literally it was forgotten about like a month later. So you have your own 501c3 called Alicia's Dream. It's a nonprofit organization. Could you tell us the story behind that mission?
Okay, so Alicia's Dream is a non-for-profit organization to help young girls of color pursue their dreams of becoming professional ballet dancer. And I made this organization because I mistakenly found out the price of ballet. And I slowly started to realize that a lot of my friends had to drop out of dance because they couldn't afford the financial cost of ballet. And the ones that were able to continue were only able to continue by the kindness of somebody else, so scholarships and stuff like that. And so it really broke my heart to see that people who wanted to continue something they love so much had to stop doing it because they couldn't pay the cost of it. And so I brought it up to my mom, and me and my mom figured out a way that we could help solve this problem. And we came up with Alicia's Dream.
So how do you guys like solve the problem? And I do agree, like there's so many people out there that would love to do what we do, but they just can't afford it. And it's like heartbreaking because it's like, it's something that they're really passionate about. So I'm really proud of you to like, I'm proud of you that you're able to recognize that and be like, I want to give them a chance. So how do you like raise this money or do what you have to do to give them these scholarships? What's that process like?
So I have a website called aliciaduda.com, and on that website, you can go donate. And we can't really have events due to COVID-19, but once COVID-19, we'll hope to get back up on our feet and to have more events. And the events, just their purpose is to inspire young girls and kind of get our organization out there so more people can donate. And then we eventually give out those scholarships to them and much needed dance supplies.
That's amazing. And again, like, I'm so proud of you to be able to recognize that and to like take on this new feat and just like being like, I want to give these young girls a chance. And I think that's something that's not looked at or talked about enough in the dance world, about like how much it costs and like how much it may be a toll on like the parents to be able to give them that kind of like freedom for dance. So I'm really proud of you to be able to recognize that and really bring it up in the forefront.
Thank you. I definitely think the same thing. They don't really put the side of how hard it is financially for parents to pay the cost of ballet. Even I struggle myself with the cost of ballet. So it's always the glitz and glamour, but they never get to see how much the dancer needs to actually train and how dancers go through point shoes all the time. And those can go to the cost of like $100 to $200. So I feel like that topic needs to be touched up on a lot more than what it is so people can come help, especially the brown community, because we do struggle.
Absolutely. And it's just, it goes to show like we're passionate enough to make those sacrifices. And not really many people say that, like you said, like they just see the glitz and glamour and all the gritty, like the glittery, like pink tutus, that they think it's just so like, they're like oblivious to it. And you're bringing it up in the forefront and like up in our faces. And it's just like, this is a real problem. There's so many people that would love to pursue this dance form and like pursue this career and can't because it's just so costly.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But thank you so much, Alicia, for joining me thus far. I'm enjoying our conversation so much, and I'm glad that I'm finally able to relate to another dancer on this topic. We'll be right back after this break.
Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
This is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Alicia Duda, a dancer and actress and a part of her own organization, Alicia's Dream, her 501c3. And we're just talking about dance, acting, and all things that is in a part of the performing arts world. So Alicia, do you, as an upcoming actress, what do you like so much about acting? And do you have any favorite appearances that you have appeared on in any shows?
My favorite part about acting is being able to be in someone else's shoes and to truly see how people could possibly be living. And it just gives you a neutral understanding about just being there for somebody, not knowing even what they're going through, just being there and just having an understanding for them, I think is very important. And for my favorite appearance, I don't have a favorite one because I think they're all amazing. And I'm so grateful for all of them. But if I had to pick one, I would definitely say Empire, where I played the role as young Candace, which is Cookie's older sister.
That's so cool to see, and like just being an actress that yourself and just like representing the young girls of color in, on TV and everywhere. And that's just really cool to see. And like you said, you like to put yourself in their shoes and having their perspective. Do you think that would help you in any kind of way when it comes to acting or dancing or anything of that matter, putting yourselves in other people's shoes? Do you think that would help you to become that character even more?
I think it would help. And also just friends and socialization, just being able to just understand the person, I think also creates a better friendship with people and just being there. So yeah, I think it would definitely come in handy with acting and ballet.
Definitely. And like you said, you played Cookie's younger sister in Empire. Cookie, if you guys don't know, Taraji P. Henson, if you don't know who she is, you're probably living under a rock. She is like a glorious, amazing actress. I love everything that she's appeared in, and I'm really inspired by her. But would you say that there's an actress that has inspired you as well?
There's a lot of amazing actresses, but my two favorites is Taraji P. Henson and Viola Davis, because they're working really hard to get to the top. And their acting skills are just amazing. So like, I just love watching anything that they've appeared in because they're just so good at it. And it really inspires me to keep on doing what I'm doing now.
Every time I see Taraji P. Henson, like one of my favorite films would be Hidden Figures, and her playing Katherine Johnson. Beautiful movie. She just plays it so well. And like Viola Davis, I just saw her in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom with the late, Chadwick Boseman. It was just so beautiful, and they're just so creative. They're such creative women, and they stand strong in their presence and everything. And I think that they are just such great role models for young young Black girls like you and I. And they just represent and they carry themselves in such a way that is so graceful and beautiful. And like, we all just want to be exactly like them. So I'm really glad that you look up to them. And if you could give any advice to any young aspiring actresses or actors in the industry, what would it be?
My advice to them would be to never give up and to always push no matter what, and not to let someone else's minor opinion affect your big future, because I personally think that they're not living in your life. They're not going to, you know, live your life as you get older. So why make these decisions that could affect you forever just based off of what somebody else's opinion is? So I think it's very important to stay strong in what you think and not to second guess yourself.
I agree, because you have to have this sort of like aura about yourself. Like, you have to have your own back. You have to have your own stance and be like, I believe that I can do this. And like you said, like, it's our life. If it was spent about, to me, a life well spent is a life being lived on your own terms. And it's just like you said, you have to be able to say, this is my life and this is what I want to do. And if you don't believe in me, that's fine, because I believe in myself. And I think we can all take that advice from you and just be like, here I am, I'm here to stay, and I just want to represent. So what example would you like to set for the next generation of brown girls who are either interested in or are currently dancing?
The example I want to set is that you can do anything, and that I don't want your skin color to, you know, limit what you can do. You can do anything you put your mind to. So as long as you know that, I think you're good to go. Oh, and to also always have what my shirt says. This is my shirt that I made. And to always have confidence and endurance, and to be passionate, diligent, tenacious, and determined. So yeah.
Like you said, just amazing. You're just so graceful and beautiful, and just taking all that in and being able to use it to your best ability and just living out the day as you want to on your terms is just so amazing to see. So going back to another kind of advice question, you kind of already answered it, but I want to see if you can like take us deeper down there. What is like the best advice that you have given to yourself?
The best advice I've given to myself is to not let other people's opinion affect you, because depending on what it is, where they are in your life, like their ranking or whatever, their value, it kind of can take a toll on you if they tell you you're not going to be able to do this, or you can't do this, or you're never going to be able to do what you want to do. That can sometimes take a toll on you, depending on who it is. So I think that just being able to have confidence in yourself and to know that you can do it is definitely the best advice I've given myself.
That's so powerful and beautiful. And you're just so strong in yourself and you believe in yourself so much. It's like, I don't need the rest of the world. I am me. And I'm just like standing out in who I want to be and who I am. That's just super inspiring to see. And I'm just enjoying our conversation so much. And with you're so like amazing and like beautiful right now. I'm only like wondering and curious, like, what does your future look like? What does Alicia Duda's future look like?
My future for, as far as my organization, I hope for it to reach all over the world and to help a lot of young brown girls. And with acting and ballet, I hope that I get into a professional ballet company and I'm able to continue in acting.
Well, I wish all the best for you. And I know you're going to get there someday and I'll get to watch you and be like, that's my girl Alicia up there doing what she knows how to do best. So I'm really excited for your future and what will to come of it. And I'm so just, again, I'm just enjoying this conversation so much. And we are so proud of you and wish you all the success. So how can my supporters follow you?
On social media, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Alicia_ballerina, AlyssiA underscore ballerina. And you can go to my website, aliciaduda.com, to donate or just to find more about me at AlyssiaDuda.com.
Make sure you guys go help out my girl Alicia. Follow her on all her socials and things like that. And we're going to get to a fun little game of rapid fire questions right now. I think these are so fun and I can't wait to get started. So question number one, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Advice I would give to my younger self is to not want to grow up so fast and just to keep a positive mindset and know that you have big things ahead of you.
If you were not a dancer, what would you be doing in your life?
I would continue in acting and modeling and definitely still probably have my organization. But if I couldn't do ballet, I would definitely want to do musical theater because I enjoy singing and it just combines everything that I like to do. So singing, acting, and just dancing. And I love to be on stage. So I think that'd probably be an alternate.
Amusement park or the beach?
Definitely the amusement park.
Straight or curly hair?
See, I think curly hair because I don't know what to do with straight hair because I just don't know if I could put anything in it without it getting curly again. So definitely curly hair.
Your favorite color?
My favorite color is pink and yellow.
Favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show. I don't really have a favorite TV show. I watch everything, but I like things to do with history and cooking.
Are you a morning or night person?
A night person.
And lastly, could you describe yourself in three words?
Three words I would use to describe myself is passionate, bold, and determined.
Beautiful, fantastic, the amazing Alicia Duda, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've enjoyed our conversation so much, and I hope my listeners have as well, and they learned a little bit more of an actress, ballet dancer, and young entrepreneur is like, and I'm so glad I was able to have you on today.
No, thank you so much for having me, and I'm so happy, like you said, to meet someone who goes through the same thing as me, because it's so hard to find a ballet friend, and not only that, an African-American ballet friend. So I appreciate this a lot and just thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. So thank you guys so much for joining me today. Thank you to Alicia for joining today, and I hope you all enjoyed this conversation as much as I have, and this is perfect timing.